Well, today we talk about the difference between old school dumb and nouveau dumb. That's right. And I talk a little about doctors on holy missions, or anybody on holy missions for that matter. And yeah, we take some calls.
First, there's apartments.com. Apartments.com. Pets wiggle their way into the center of our lives. Yeah. Phil does it into the center of the bed if you're laying on a bed. He'll push you right off it. At some point, you find yourself making decisions that revolve around them, like looking for a pet-friendly place. Apartments.com has helped millions of renters find their perfect place to live and has the most pet-friendly listings on the internet. Find a rental with roll-worthy carpet for getting tummy rubs, a place near a park for walks, or that perfectly sunlit windowsill for a cozy afternoon nap. Not you, your pet. There might even be a room or two in there for you. That's right, especially if you're a pet person. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
I'm Dave Detman, also known as Dr. Gadget. I've got a new podcast called The Big Idea. And every week, I talk to inventors and visionaries who made it big in their respective industries. We'll tackle weekly trending tech, provide inside tips for your success, and go deep dives on the latest and greatest innovations. And I know you're going to love this part. I'll also have plenty of free giveaways. Who doesn't love free stuff? So listen to and follow The Big Idea with me, Dr. Gadget, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get a mandate. Get it on. Welcome to the show. I'm Adam Kroll. That's Dr. Drew over there. Board certified
speculum.
So, Drew, we're talking off the air about the new dumb.
Yeah.
There's a new dumb.
The new dumb.
So here's how I grew up, because I know the old dumb.
Mm.
And I was kind of immersed in the old dumb, but I also always had one foot solidly on the new dumb.
Hmm.
You see, you didn't get as much of the old dumb as I got.
I mean, personally, I didn't experience it.
But I did live with the new dumb as well, because I was around.
Your mom?
Quiet. I was around some trendsetters in new dumb. And now what we have is almost a majority of new dumb.
Hmm.
So old dumb, as we knew it in this country, were like sharecroppers who never learned to read.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that, that's what we called old dumb.
Yeah.
And then later on, that kind of gave way to me and my friends. You know what I mean?
Screwball dumb. Yeah.
You know, stupid, bad students, didn't really weigh consequences. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get a parking ticket, you ball it up and throw it into the back seat of the car, you know. Next thing you know, there's warrants and you're getting arrested, you know. But that was kind of a
old school dumb.
Old school dumb. We were old school, you know, falling asleep with a lit cigarette on your hand, you know, and burning your apartment down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a kind of an old school.
Good old school dumb.
Lots of fucking and fighting and And then
4F dumb.
And then mixed with a sort of general
fucking, fighting, fires, foreclosures.
Yeah, and then some, you know, somebody saying you want to eat Chinese food tonight or Japanese food, and you go, what the fuck's the difference? It's the same food. It's the same place, isn't it? We speak the same language, they look the same. You know what I mean? That's where I come from.
Yes, old school dumb.
Old school dumb.
Yes.
And then smart were the people that graduated from college, and they could name all the major
capitals.
Cities and the well, it wasn't so much here. It was in Europe.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They
yes.
knew all the UNs and the stuff and the foreign leaders and things of that nature. So that was – they were smart and we were dumb.
Old school smart.
Yeah, and we drove pickup trucks and they had a Peugeot. You know what I mean? And that was new school.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was smart. So now we've crept into this place where a much larger percentage of the populace attended college.
Mm.
And they went to college and they were taught by people that were old school smart, but had been sort of corrupted with fucking retarded ideas that didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they then graduated and they basically infiltrated the society. They took over the governments and they all became teachers and they became governmental officials and mayors and governors and everything else. And then so the old school dumb guys went off and started trucking companies and companies that supplied steel to bridge builders and, you know, the real tactile sort of loggers and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the old school dumb guys made a lot of money doing trash hauling and stuff like this on a big scale, you know, but they went into that business.
Uh-huh.
The college educated went into the government.
Yeah.
And now they're setting policy.
Yep.
And they don't realize they're dumb. They think they're smart because they went to college, but they're basing it on a 1970s ruler that we're using to measure dumb and smart.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking of me and Ray and Chris versus the folks that went off to college. But the problem is they are scholastically smart but practically dumb. So they don't know how to implement anything.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it comes to how do we solve homelessness, you know, well, they have no practical applications. And the reality is the guy who started the trucking company is much more qualified to take care of these kinds of problems. So now they're trying to solve problems with feelings, but they have – but you couldn't run the trucking company with feelings either.
Right.
And so we now have, you know – Gavin Newsom or Barbara Ferrer or whoever, Lori Lightfoot or whatever, who are educated but simultaneously dumb.
Yep.
And that's weaponized. Now, that's dangerous because my friends and I knew we were dumb. We didn't pretend to know more than this guy or that guy because we were barely educated. So we just went off and worked.
Right.
These people are educated and they're trying to foist their new school, their nouveau dumb on you. And the new dumb are the people that graduated college.
Yeah. It's nouveau dumb.
Nouveau dumb. Well, what do you think?
I'll raise you one on that. And that is that as a result of them being sort of tuned up with the education, they're told in the process that they have special knowledge and they're on a holy mission.
Right.
They have a holy mission. And did I tell you about my holy mission theory?
No. So, I mean, I think we've talked about it off the air.
Yeah. So I've discovered in medicine when doctors do horrible things on a large scale, it's always because ideas become centralized in a relatively small group of physicians. Like, for instance, psychoanalysis took over psychiatry in this country. It was the only thing. They were on a mission to solve. Then psychosurgery took over because psychoanalysis wasn't working. So the guys that were doing the lobotomies and the cingulotomies, they were on a mission to cure mental illness. And they lobotomized thousands of people. The pain management. Pain is a fifth vital sign. We're on a holy mission to eliminate pain in this country. 90% of the Vicodin prescribed in the world is now prescribed in the United States. It's just one example, and then COVID. I noticed some time ago that maybe up 10 years ago that a lot of doctors had MPH after their name, which is Masters in Public Health.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept always thought, why are they all getting public health degrees? What? I never had a need for that. I never even thought about it. I was busy with taking care of patients. The public health people were away from patients up in the administration somewhere. Well, we created a centralized army of public health officials who were geared up for their holy mission of helping in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
This was their holy mission.
Right.
And the holy mission arrived. Holy missions, and the same thing is true of the nouveau dumb. They've been taught that truth doesn't exist. You have an ideology. You know better than the dumb, the old school dumb, and you've got a holy mission to save everybody and enlighten and progress.
Right.
Our holy mission is to progress.
Right.
Holy Missions is based in ideology. You look at every time ideology drives anything of a human endeavor, you find catastrophe for humans. Hurts them.
Right.
Hurts them when there's a holy mission or ideology driving things. That's it. It's all you got to learn. And then you got to not be sheep when that starts emerging. You got to push back on it. Ideology is not a good thing. If somebody persuades you, like, hey, it's a good idea that we build these roads because, you know, what's this going to do? That's not a holy mission. That's persuading you that we're doing something as a government to try to help you.
Right.
Why is anything else listened to other than the evidence, not the feelings? It's weird.
Yeah. Well, the weirdest part and the insidious part is not the government being wrong and trying to persuade everyone to do shit that's not supported by science. It's how many sheep got deputized. That's really the scary part of this chapter.
I agree.
It's all the people that dove in
first time
in my life trying to police people.
First time in my life when I was always like, how did they get the average German to do that in 1930? I just saw it. I just saw it for 2 years. I saw old school dumb, actually, oftentimes being the ones that were deputized.
Right.
And taking it on.
Old school dumb? No.
Well, new old school dumb.
Nouveau dumb.
Not nouveau dumb.
No, listen. Old
they were
school
deputized.
Dumb, nobody, no blue collar, non-college attendee gave two shits about enforcing this on anybody else. Nobody.
Right.
Not one. No one.
Okay.
No motherfucker who worked at a transmission shop or was a roofer or drove a truck or a forklift gave two shits about what you did regarding your COVID protocol. None of them.
Yep.
This all came from fucking college-educated douchebags. All of it. Nobody. These fucking guys don't even know how to tweet. Are you kidding me? Guy drives a fucking forklift all day. Think he's coming home trying to police your shit? That all came from Nouveau Dumb. That all came from the people with the fucking advanced degrees. All of it.
Well, I just remember.
And a handful of actors. let's be fair.
I'm not talking about the social media part. I'm talking about the part when I was encountering security guards and, you know, these.
Well, those
these
are just dumbos told what to do.
Yes. And they were on it, man. And I every time I'd encounter that, I was like, do you like this?
Look, those are the same guys who wouldn't let you onto the Warner Brothers lot because they were staring at a clipboard with your name on it and they couldn't see
same
it.
Guys,
you know,
yeah.
Same guys.
That's old school dumb, though, isn't it?
Well, that is – but look, you could tell those guys – quiet. You could tell those guys you must enforce a mask rule in this airport and they would do it.
Yeah.
Or you could tell them – everyone here has to have a parrot on their shoulder, and they would do that, too. It's whatever it is, they're mules. You just tell them what to do, and they do it.
Yeah.
But that's different than taking to Twitter and trying to shame you for whatever you said about, you know, the teachers' unions or the – by the way, are we done with masking? Are we done with the science of masking? Are we done? Or are we still going to hang on?
CDC is still making noise, which I find odd because it was never really their thing. But
all right, there was a video somebody tweeted me about 3 or 4 days ago where they did a bit of a study.
Did you favorite it?
I probably did. I like that favorite had to turn to like.
Now it's heart.
Oh, now it's just a heart. But yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Totally different.
It just doesn't do anything, everybody. Yeah. I'm not. And by the way, you people who go, so what? Just do it anyway. Mm. You can go fucking blow yourself. I'm not in the business of doing shit that doesn't work because it makes you feel better or who cares or why not or what message it sends. You want to know why, Drew?
Why?
Because that list never ends.
Of course.
That could be.
Right.
Well, you know, you should have your seatbelt on even when the car's parked. I should? Yeah. Why? Couldn't hurt.
Right. Just do it.
Yeah, it
just
couldn't,
do it.
Couldn't hurt. Yeah, no, it can't
hurt.
But that everything in the world falls under that heading. It couldn't hurt. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It couldn't hurt for me to walk around with a toothbrush in my mouth 24/7 a day. It couldn't hurt. Might even help a little. But at some point, you have to make your own decisions based on something.
I hope. Ugh. You know what I mean?
All right. Let me tell you about fast-growing trees. Spring and summer, it's time to finally get outdoors. Get the place looking like a resort with fastgrowingtrees.com. Their experts curate thousands of plant varieties that'll thrive with your specific climate, location, and needs. That's an important thing. Get the right plant for your climate. They will thrive versus you treating them like you're in the burn ward and you have a patient clinging to life. You plant the right stuff for your environment, it will thrive. No long lines and messy cars hauling around the plants. You order online or over the phone. Your plant is shipped to your door in 1 to 2 days. Plus, their growing and care advice is available 24/7. So, you want beauty, you want privacy, you want shade, all the things you get from a beautiful, fast-growing tree. The stuff is top shelf. You owe it to yourself. Am I right, Gary?
You are right. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/ADS right now, and you'll get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/ADS. Fastgrowingtrees.com/ADS.
All right, let's take a quick break. Come back with your calls right after this.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So, Drew, old school dumb, nouveau dumb.
I love it.
Old school dumb. The thing about old school dumb could punch you in a bar. Or if you rear-ended them on the freeway, they could get out of the car and crack your windshield with their, you know, the hammer that was rolling around the back of their pickup truck or something. But they don't make policy.
Right.
Gavin Newsom is nouveau dumb, and he controls the state.
I know.
That's the problem. The
yes,
nouveau,
I see it.
Nouveau dumb is in charge, and that's a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why people don't. Realism.
Why do they keep re-electing them? I don't get it.
Because they're on their side. Yeah, that's it. Well, look.
Get somebody
here's
else.
Here's what everyone has to do. We got a mayoral race coming up. Rick Caruso's running.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Caruso's a big-time successful developer, and any commercial developer is in the business of getting shit done.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Caruso is running as a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's voting for Rick Caruso? I am.
Oh, for sure.
Because I want to get shit done.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what it says by his,
yeah.
by his name.
Yeah.
Now, he's essentially a Republican who has to run as a Democrat because people in California or Los Angeles are too fucking dumb. And it's really narcissistic to mm-hmm. switch. So what Rick Caruso is trying to do is get my mom to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to put a D by
his
name.
Oh, yeah. Try it. See if you can get her to vote for him.
Well, she's going to vote for him.
She is?
Well,
yeah, but there's Karen Bass, the Democrat, too.
Oh, you're right. She's worse. You're right. She's bad. Right. They'll vote. She'll vote for her.
Yeah.
Right. And then complain about the homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Nouveau Dumb. All right, let's see. What do you want to do,
Drew? Line four.
Line four, Stella, 38, Houston, Texas.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi, guy.
Hey, so I am a cliche. I'm 38. I was in the military, and it brought out some of my mental issues, like depression, anxiety, things like that. Mm-hmm. I've been on meds since I was 21. I'm 38 now. I've tried the magnetic therapy, where they put those high-powered magnets to your head and kind of stimulate the sad part. And I found that actually worked, but it's very time-consuming as far as traveling back and forth, so I kind of fell off on that. Mm-hmm. So I smoke weed every day. I drink, and I'm in a relationship. He is a recovering alcoholic, does not go to therapy or anything, refuses to go to therapy because he doesn't need assistance. It's just me. So finally, maybe 2 months ago, it hit me that I am being completely gaslit, like financially getting drained, basically. I'm unemployed right now. I do take in money for my disability, the mental stuff, right? So, you know, I read, don't blame the flower, blame the soil, right? So right now my soil isn't good. But I've lost a lot of my support system that I had. So, you know, no job, very depressed. The only way I cope at home is just to be submissive.
All right, hold on. Enough. What was your trauma growing up? What happened?
What was it, sir?
Yeah.
My biological mother gave me to my grandparents.
Okay, so abandonment. And was there also some abuse along the way? Was a lot of chaos before you were handed over?
Afterwards.
Okay, so chaos, abuse, abandonment, doesn't get worse than that. So, A, trauma therapy, EMDR, that sort of thing, requisite. Number two, you're involved with what do they call the drunks that don't do the
dry
program? Dry drunk. You're involved with a dry drunk, so you need to go to Al-Anon. Do you want to get better or not? Do you want to get better?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you need to start going to Al-Anon immediately this afternoon. Go to an Al-Anon Zoom meeting and talk about that. And then in addition to the trauma therapy and the Al-Anon, you need to start looking at your own substance, relationship with substance, because everything you're doing is working against you. So somehow that's going to have to get looked at. But the urgent needs are your trauma and your codependency. So take care of that.
I would argue a job as well.
Would be helpful.
You have to have purpose. You have to have a place to go.
Meaning and purpose, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how much of it is volunteer. Meaning and purpose. It's like you literally have to be on a schedule.
Structure, yeah.
We're not made for floating. It's very, I would argue that less than 5% of the population is okay with a non-schedule. There's a very small percentage who gets up early and exercises and, does positive things.
But I would argue that she may be taking herself into a deep enough hole that her recovery needs to be that structure. So to your point, exercise, make your bed, get up at a certain time, go to two meetings a day, go to the EMDR therapy, structure the hell out of your day, and then eventually she'll get to the point where she could work. Right? You agree with me on that?
Yeah.
And it's a half measure.
Yeah.
I heard. Can you still hear me?
Stella, quiet for a second. I heard a statistic yesterday that for the first time in this nation's history, there are two job openings for every person that's out of a gig.
Yeah.
That means not only can you find a job, but you can set your own hours to some degree.
You can call the shots a bit.
A bit. You can say 3 days a week from 8 a.m. to noon or whatever it is.
And what they're up to.
Yeah. So I would argue that it's time to sort of get up and go somewhere as well with all the recovery and all that Drew is saying.
I agree.
Stella?
totally down for that, but my resources are capped, right? So imagine what you're saying to me. Intellectually, I understand. Absolutely. But when I wake up, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Well, you just told me you want to get well. So you've got to use that motivation to get well.
But that's what's so frustrating is that I want to get better. And, like, I just fuck myself over constantly.
Yes, you do.
So we're telling you to stop it and start going another direction.
Yeah, I know.
When you go home, you go to a Zoom Al-Anon meeting, period. How hard is that?
What do I do about living with him?
Start with the Al-Anon meeting. Did I tell you not to live with him? No. I said go to an Al-Anon meeting, get a sponsor, start going. Don't worry.
Yes, sir.
You're rearranging. Your brain is not good right now. It's not helping you. You need help from the outside. It's working against you. And structure, I agree with Adam. Exercise, proper sleep, proper nutrition, all that critically important. But some Al-Anon meetings, some EMDR, and you'll be kind of surprised how you can take command of things again.
All right.
Our friend Jordan Harbinger. We love Jordan. He's an interesting guy, and he has an interesting show. Jordan Harbinger Show, fascinating podcast, interesting people. Check it out. There is an episode for everyone. You will always find something useful to apply to your own life. Jordan himself is, of course, highly educated, speaks multiple languages, wide life experience, and he will bring you opportunities to boost productivity, mindset tweaks that change how you see the world, and just expand your fund of knowledge. For instance, author Dan Pink joins to discuss the power of regret, how looking backward moves us, or Jordan's interview with Ludacris. Check that out. Or he's got a former child soldier from Sierra Leone who grew up to become a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. We love the show. We love Jordan. We think you will too. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. And get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Jordan Harbinger and the Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right. Got any other calls you're thinking about there, Drew?
Let's just go up the land there to number two.
Number two. Oh, see, number two is a little weird on this. There we go. Dan, 59, Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hi,
Dan.
Guy.
Hey there.
Hey, man. Hey, real quick, any plans for a cruise?
Yeah, there is some discussion of that. I was talking to August about it, and there's some discussion about getting the whole boat and bringing John Popper from Blues Traveler in and doing like kind of a music comedy thing. We haven't gotten that far down the road with it, but doing like a kind of take the whole boat over cruise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was on the Miami cruise, and Dr. Drew, I think you were in there when that guy did the Piano Man karaoke. That was awesome. Remember that?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, they're fun. We'll get back on it, Dan.
Okay, real quick, here's my situation, guys. Longtime marathon runner, Army paratrooper, lots of running, carrying heavy loads. Beginning of COVID, started doing more running like most people. Developed some heel pain, tried to run through it. Mm. I was misdiagnosed with a midsectional Achilles tendon issue, which is that kind of ropey part. Mm-hmm. We started a treatment path of physical therapy, stretching, boot, all that stuff. Kept getting worse. Bailed on those doctors, went with another guy who gave me an MRI after 2 years. He said I have insertional Achilles tendonitis, I guess it is, with micro tears. And
which is the same,
three options
that's,
for me.
That's the same thing. That's essentially the same thing you were being treated for.
But this is lower where it connects to the heel.
No, I know, but it usually involves that. It almost always does. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, he was telling me that the three options are the sound wave therapy to kind of break things up to get the blood flowing, surgery, or the platelet-rich plasma, which I've started. And I really want to get back to running and just didn't know what your thoughts were, Dr. Drew, and what you know about that type of therapy and if this is kind of the right path I'm heading down.
Why did they not recommend stem cell? Did they not have it?
Good question.
They don't do stem cell in the United States, I don't think.
Sometimes you can get it for joints.
Really?
Yeah, it's all anti-inflammatory. All the platelets, plasma, the stem cells, just anti-inflammatory.
I don't think you can get stem cell in the United States. I don't know. Gary, you can try to look it up.
Which is weird. You can get some degree of stem cell in the United States for sure.
It's a certain kind.
The real stuff.
Yeah,
the
real stuff, right.
You got to go down to...
That's right.
Do you know that?
I know for sure, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, it's all anti-inflammatory.
It's not for me, but I know from podcasts I listen to.
It works. I mean, Dan, it works. It's a good thing. How many injections are they giving you?
I've had two, and I get my third on Monday. There's like a two-week break between each one.
Yeah.
And it's a painful injection, I'll tell you that. It hurts.
I'm sure.
And it's about 4 days in a boot, and then after about 10 to 14 days after the third one, I'll be able to do like an elliptical and treadmill, well, a stationary bike and upper body type stuff. So
yeah, hopefully. And you know, the big thing is that the Achilles tendon can tear completely. And if it does, if it tears more, then you're going to surgery. That's just the way it is.
Surgery is it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so as long as you feel comfortable, this is a good path.
No, you're in good hands.
I appreciate it.
Sounds like you're in good hands.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Question about early recovery.
You want to do it?
Another Florida man.
Rick.
Rick from Florida, 65. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, guy.
I want to thank you both for being instrumental in my early recovery.
Nice.
27 years ago.
Wow.
I was an evening IOP, and I found you on the radio, and your advice then really boosted me up. Dr. Drew laid it out to the ABCs and made it simple. And my question is, what, if anything, I've been clean 26 years now.
Congratulations.
What, if anything, has changed in your viewpoint of how to approach early recovery?
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. I will just say we've gotten a little more nuanced with some of the trauma therapies, a little clearer that mood stabilizers might have a good role here. How we detox people has changed a bit. At least the kinds of detox options that are out there are different. And a lot of people don't even get the chance to recover. They get put right on replacement therapies. And so the course that people follow in early recovery is far more protean, let's say. It's not typical abstinence necessarily anymore, even though that's sort of what I'm interested in being involved with. There's a lot of other things being done.
All right. Let me tell you about blindsgalore.com. They're having a huge sale starting this week. Everything is up to 50% off. It's a great time to buy new blinds or shades. Blinds Galore believes you deserve high-quality custom blinds, shades, and shutters, and drapes. Everything Blinds Galore creates is 100% custom. Nothing gets made until you order it. Designer product without the designer price. And don't bother with a store. You do everything from home. Do it all online. We've dealt with these guys for a million years. Every property I have has Blinds Galore. They even have the rechargeable automatic ones. You can work from your phone and a high window up in your bedroom or something. That's it, man. Their expert team is happy to help you every step of the way. And they'll even send out up to the free samples. I think it was like 20 different colors. Anyway, it's all there at blindsgalore.com. Right, Gary?
That is absolutely right. Whether you need more privacy to sleep in or just to fix up a room, Blinds Galore has just what you're looking for. Order 15 free samples today to get started on blindsgalore.com and let them know we sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right, I'm going to be in Huntington Beach. We're going to do a live pod out there at Sea Legs at the beach. Fun outdoor venue. I've had some good shows there and expect May 20th to be no different. So go to amcroll.com. For all the live shows, June 24th, 25th, going to Denver at the Comedy Works South. Drew, what do you got?
Go to Dr.TV. We do a streaming show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 3 o'clock Pacific. Just check us out there.
So, till next time, Adam Carl for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance, for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance. so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.